funeral.
Mm. What about if people are dressed in black at a funeral? You'd say that they're in
mourning. Mm.
People around here do that?
No.
Okay. Just say on an average day, if somebody met you just walking around town, somebody you knew, he might say, if he was inquiring about your health, well, how you doing, how you getting along, and if it was just, you know, an average day, what would you probably say?
Just fine, thank you.
Okay. What about if somebody's got troubles and somebody's trying to reassure him? He might say something like, well, everything's going to be all right, just don't
worry.
Okay. What about a disease of the joints that old people get? Might say he's coming down with a touch of
arthritis or something.
Heard anything else you there?
Rheumatism.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a disease that children used to get? They would get sores in their throat would close, and they'd suffocate. Heard anything like that? Don't hear about it too much anymore.
Diphtheria, something like that.
Okay. What about a disease that causes a person's skin and eyeballs to turn yellow?
Jaundice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if a person has a severe pain right about here, he might be having an attack of
appendicitis.
And if somebody eats something that disagrees with him and it comes back up, he had to
throw up.
Okay. Any other term for that you might use? He had to throw up.
Vomit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, those are just, you know, regular words that you would use. Wouldn't bother you to say that, or it wouldn't bother you to hear somebody say he had to vomit or he had to throw up.
It would, but I'd rather hear that than something.
What else?
Upchuck or something like that. I mean, that makes me sick or puke. I can't stand that one.
Yeah, I see. Okay. Do you ever hear anybody say so-and-so had to go barf?
Oh, yeah. I don't like that either.
Mm-hmm. The word is?
Barf.
Yeah, okay. All right. What about, well, somebody who's that way, you'd say he's sick where?
In the stomach.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What say if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty regularly and he's probably getting serious about her, you'd say he's doing what? He's
date on her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other terms you've heard or might use there mean the same thing?
He's seeing her or, courting. Mm-hmm. Courting, some people say that.
Do you, people your age, or you mm-hmm. use that?
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider that corny or old-fashioned?
Kind of old-fashioned.
Okay. What about him? You'd say that he is her
boyfriend or, that's about all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about her? You say that she is his
girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any names that girls might use for a particularly good-looking boy or a very handsome boy? Maybe a noun. You'd say, maybe talk about Robert Redford. You'd say Robert Redford is a.
Mm-hmm. He's a hunk or something like that.
Okay. What about for a, are there any terms for a very ugly, bad-looking boy that you might use? That would be a noun, like hunk. He's a...
I can't think of anything.
What about a term for an especially good-looking girl? Would there be a...
A fox.
Yeah, okay. What about one that's especially bad looking? Unattractive.
I know there's gotta be something, but I can't think of
it. People still say dog?
Yes, that's ugly.